Let's open in Psalm 23, and then we'll ask the Lord to bless our ears to understand what he's got to say to us in his word tonight. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this evening, Lord, that we can come and pray together, Lord, and to worship you and to seek your face. And Lord, thank you for the opportunity to hear from your word. Thank you for this psalm of David, Father, and thank you for your spirit to help us understand it, Lord. The world knows this psalm, but they misquote it so often, Lord. But thank you that you can show us the true meaning of these words. And Father, we pray that you would help us to understand your word more and more so that we can follow you more and more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God leads the Christian along. We who profess Christ follow God. We follow Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, by obeying his teachings as they are written, not as a tradition handed down from men. The disciples themselves were led of God. In the most literal sense, they followed Jesus around on foot. But this physical leadership is not what it means to be led by God. Even if we were to be saved in total isolation from all other believers, so long as we have the Word of God and we understand it, God can still lead us. By his Word, he leads us. Jesus Christ leads us as God's living Word. The Bible tells us where to go and how to get there. And as we read the Bible, it continually keeps us on track. It is an active process. Will you turn with me to Psalm 119, verse 105? That's right, Brother Huey. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, when you're walking through the bush and it's dark in the middle of the night, you don't shine the torch ahead of you and then switch it off and leave it behind, do you, before you go on your journey? No, you bring it along with you. You look to it regularly and frequently to show you the way. We consult the light frequently because, firstly, we can't see that far ahead of us with our limited vision, and secondly, because we'll forget the way. Our feet, when left to their own devices, will more often than not lead us astray. This is true of the Bible as well, that we need to continue in it. We need to abide in it throughout our lives. Scripture talks about walking with the Lord. He guides us because only he knows the way and only he can show us the way. If you're still in Psalm 119, go up to verse 32. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. I will run the way of thy commandments. The Lord allows us to pick up speed when we're doing it right, when we're walking with him properly. Now, please open to Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 to 12. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. If we stumble when we're running, you can bet it's because we've left the path. We're running in the dark. Now, the way is straight and narrow that leads to life. That means if we put a foot wrong, as a believer, will leave the safety of the light. In my experience, I always get hurt when I try to run in the bush in the dark without a torch. And I never know what it is that hits me in the eye or I kick my toe on. And the same is true of your spiritual walk. You learn nothing and you see nothing when you're not in the light. From a practical standpoint, God speaks to us through the Bible. His Holy Spirit within us gives us revelation of what Scripture is saying so that we can understand it. And I believe He shows us where to read in the Bible as well, which verses, so He can give us specific guidance. In the Old Testament, God once literally spoke to people, particularly the prophets. In Job 38:1, God answered Job out of the whirlwind. He speaks to Balaam through a donkey in the book of Numbers. And of course, in the New Testament, there are many examples of God speaking audibly to Peter on the rooftop when He sanctified all food and Gentiles to Peter, and also to Saul. Saul was spoken to by God's literal voice on the road to Damascus. These days, however, we have everything God ever needs to say to us in His written word. The only prophecy we should ever expect to be uttered from God by people is the quotation of Scripture. God does not speak to an individual with a personal voice outside or inside one's head today. God's Spirit will bring verses to mind. I'm sure all of you know this. You've experienced it. But if you're hearing voices in your head, that is not of God. Following those voices will not end well. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, the Bible says. It's no coincidence that a lot of these serial murderers I've heard of have voices in their heads telling them to do these wicked acts. Likewise, I've heard of people who have attempted suicide, and they often state that it was negative voices that were urging them on. These people have chosen to obey their own heart rather than God. I want to go back to Psalm 23 now and look at God's choice of illustration for His kind of leadership. God is a shepherd. Verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He takes care of our needs because we follow Him. Green pastures and still waters, right? That's all that sheep need. Sheep need protection and guidance. Come down with me now to verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. God guides His flock of believers as a group and individually. Individually, when we stray, He has His rod and His staff to guide us back into the fold. His rod refers to the Lord's chastening. How was chastening a comfort to David? I don't often think of a whack with a rod as being particularly comforting, but David's looking at it with a different perspective, a spiritual perspective. Turn with me, please, to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 to 8. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 6. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof are all partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Chastening assured David that he was indeed a child of God. The true sheep of the Lord also follow His voice. They respond to His word. Our next scripture is in John chapter 10, verses 1 to 7. This is the Lord Jesus speaking. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And then down to verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. We'll read the last verse of Psalm 23 before we close. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We know who Jesus is, and he knows who we are. Let's follow the Lord, and goodness and mercy will follow us. Let us as a church follow just as sheep do in unity together. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your leadership. Thank you, Lord, for guiding us as a church and each person, Lord, in our lives. Father, we pray that we would be yielding to your guiding, Lord, to your chastening, that we would not grow weary of it, but that we would continue to be sanctified by it. And Heavenly Father, thank you for your word and the access that we have to it, Lord, that we can look to it any time we need to consult you, Father, and find out what it is that you want us to do and the way in which you want us to go. Father, we pray that you bless everyone that has come out tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.